Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into something that touches virtually everyone who uses a computer for work, meeting scheduling. The sheer amount of time we collectively spend just trying to schedule a meeting is, frankly, staggering. We've all been there, right? Staring at our calendars, trying to play a game of Tetris with appointments, hoping to find a gap that works for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. It's that endless dance of negotiation through emails, a constant juggling act of availability. And then you get those frustrating threads like, "What about Tuesday at 2?" followed by a cascade of, "No, I have a conflict." It's a significant drain on our most precious resource, time.
Exactly. But get ready, because the future of scheduling might be closer than you think. Google has just announced a new feature for Gmail, codenamed Help Me Schedule, and it's powered by their impressive Gemini AI. The core promise is elegantly simple yet profoundly impactful, to streamline the entire meeting scheduling process, making it happen directly within your email composer.
That sounds like a game changer. So, it's like an intelligent assistant built right into the fabric of our everyday communication. I'm reminded of features like Magic Compose that help draft emails. This sounds like it will be just as intuitive and integrated for scheduling.
Precisely. Instead of manually sifting through calendars or sending out a flurry of what time works for you, messages, this feature is designed to understand your intent and act on it. The magic begins as you're typing an email. Gmail, with Gemini's help, will recognize when you're trying to set up a meeting, phrases like "Let's connect next week to discuss the project" or "Can we find some time to brainstorm ideas?"
And when it detects that intent, a prompt appears, right? A Help Me Schedule button right there in the toolbar. That sounds incredibly convenient. So, what happens when you click that button?
Clicking that button is like handing the reins over to your AI assistant. Gemini analyzes the context of your email, who you're emailing, the topic, any suggested timeframes. Simultaneously, it's cross-referencing this with your own calendar availability. The goal is to find optimal meeting times that fit your schedule and make sense given the conversation.
And the result is an inline meeting widget generated directly within your email draft. That's the key, it's seamlessly integrated, not a separate pop-up. It presents a curated list of proposed meeting times, all vetted against your calendar. So, how does this widget actually work from the recipient's perspective?
When your recipient receives this email, they won't see a long string of scheduling back and forth. Instead, they'll find a clear, interactive scheduling option embedded right in the message body. Imagine opening an email and seeing a neat little box displaying a few suggested times for a meeting.
And these aren't random times, they are the best options Gemini could find based on your availability and the email's context. The recipient's job becomes incredibly simple: glance at the proposed times and click the one that works best. That's it. Once they select a time, the meeting is automatically scheduled for both parties.
Exactly. No further confirmation emails, no manual calendar entries, no more "Is this time okay?" threads. This single action confirms the meeting, populating both your calendars. The key here is Gemini's contextual awareness. If you mention next week, it looks for times next week. If you said sometime in the afternoon, it prioritizes afternoon slots. This awareness is what makes the feature so powerful and intuitive.
That sounds incredibly efficient. But as with any new tech, there are usually some limitations to start. What are those for Help Me Schedule?
That's a great point. As announced by Google, this feature will initially focus on single invitee scheduling. That means it won't support group scheduling at launch. And let's be honest, group scheduling is where things get exponentially more complicated. Finding a time for two people is one thing, finding a time for 5, 10, or more, each with unique and conflicting schedules, is a combinatorial challenge.
So, while single invitee support is a limitation now, it's a sensible starting point to refine the technology. What other considerations are there?
Well, the effectiveness hinges on the clarity of the input. What happens if the email context is ambiguous? For instance, if you write, "Let's chat soon," without specifying a time frame or topic, will the AI make educated guesses that might be off the mark? Will it suggest times that are completely irrelevant or inconvenient?
That's a valid concern. And then there's the implicit trust we place in AI when it starts analyzing our personal calendar data. While Google assures robust privacy measures, the idea of an AI parsing our availability does bring up considerations about data usage and privacy.
Absolutely. And what if, despite Gemini's best efforts, none of the suggested times actually work for the recipient? In most cases, it's likely the system will revert to a more manual process, allowing the recipient to suggest their own times or prompting you to refine your request. It's a pragmatic starting point.
Looking ahead, though, the potential for this feature is immense. We can speculate about future enhancements that might address these current limitations. Imagine a future where Help Me Schedule can intelligently handle group scheduling, perhaps by analyzing the availability of key attendees or offering tiered suggestions.
We might also see deeper integration with other calendar services beyond Google Calendar, expanding its utility significantly. Furthermore, the AI's contextual understanding could become even more sophisticated, allowing it to infer preferred meeting durations, time zones, or even the best communication channel based on the conversation.
That's exciting to think about. And it's a great moment to pause and ask ourselves, what are your biggest scheduling frustrations? Drop us a comment or a message on social media. We'd love to hear what makes scheduling a headache for you. Thinking about these limitations and future possibilities, what does this development signify for our work lives on a broader scale?
This Help Me Schedule feature is far more than just a new button in Gmail. It's a prime example of artificial intelligence moving from being a novel curiosity to a truly practical, everyday productivity tool. It's about AI becoming an indispensable part of our workflow, not just a flashy add-on.
We're seeing a significant evolution in how we interact with our email. Traditionally, email has been a communication tool. But with features like this, email is transforming into a dynamic task management hub where actions are initiated, decisions are made, and tasks are completed with intelligent automation.
The impact on our workflow is profound. By automating the tedious process of scheduling, this feature significantly reduces cognitive load. Instead of dedicating mental energy to coordinating calendars, we can free up that brain power for more strategic thinking, creative problem solving, or simply more focused work. It's about removing those small, persistent drains on our attention.
It's reminiscent of the magic compose effect. Just as AI can now help you draft your messages, it can now help you act on them by facilitating the scheduling of the meetings those messages often imply. This is a natural and logical progression of AI integration into our digital lives.
Looking at the broader implications for Google Workspace, it's clear this is just the beginning. We can anticipate this kind of intelligent assistance becoming more deeply embedded across the entire suite. Imagine similar AI-powered scheduling capabilities appearing in Google Chat, or even in Google Docs when collaborative editing suggests a need for a synchronous discussion.
The lines between communication, collaboration, and task management are blurring, and AI is the force driving that integration. This Help Me Schedule feature represents a significant step towards a future where AI assistants are not just reactive tools, but proactive partners in our daily digital lives. They'll anticipate our needs, streamline our processes, and help us navigate the complexities of modern work with greater ease and efficiency.
Ultimately, the goal of innovations like this is to give us back our time. Time is the one resource we can never get more of. By automating the mundane, by smoothing out the friction points in our daily routines, tools like Gemini and Gmail aim to help us reclaim those lost hours, one scheduled meeting at a time.
It's about making our work lives more productive, less frustrating, and perhaps, even a little more enjoyable. The era of AI as a passive assistant is rapidly evolving into an era of AI as an active collaborator, and the future of productivity looks brighter, and perhaps, a lot less complicated because of it.
And that's the truly exciting part, isn't it? It's not just about getting a meeting on the books faster. It's about fundamentally changing our relationship with the administrative overhead that has plagued professional life for decades. Think about it from an organizational perspective. If every team member saves even just 30 minutes a week on scheduling, that's a significant chunk of collective working hours redirected towards actual value-generating activities.
Multiply that by hundreds or thousands of employees, and the productivity gains become astronomical. It's the kind of efficiency that doesn't just boost individual output, it can genuinely impact a company's bottom line. This isn't a futuristic utopia, it's the tangible outcome of intelligent automation.
And it's not just about saving time, it's also about reducing stress. How many times have you felt that low-grade anxiety when you know you need to set up a meeting but dread the inevitable email ping-pong? That feeling of "I'll deal with this later," which then gets pushed further down the to-do list, only to become a bigger headache?
By removing that friction, by making it as simple as typing an email and clicking a button, Google's Gemini is chipping away at those daily stressors. It's about making our work lives feel less like a constant battle against our own calendars and more like a series of seamless, productive interactions.
Now, let's delve a little deeper into the how of this. When you're composing an email and you type something like, "Hey Sarah, I'd love to discuss the Q3 marketing report. Are you free sometime next week for a quick chat?" Gemini isn't just looking for keywords.
Right, it's using natural language processing, a core component of its AI capabilities, to understand the intent behind your words. It recognizes that "discuss the Q3 marketing report" is the subject, Sarah is the recipient, and "sometime next week" is the desired timeframe. It's this level of contextual understanding that differentiates it from a simple keyword search.
Once it identifies this intent, it initiates a sophisticated process. It accesses your calendar, but it's not just looking for any open slot. It's looking for slots that are appropriate. That might consider your typical working hours, any existing blocks of time you've designated for deep work, or even your travel schedule if integrated.
For the recipient, it's also analyzing their calendar, assuming they are also using Google Calendar and have granted permissions. The AI is essentially performing a multivariable optimization problem in real time, trying to find the intersection of availability, context, and potentially even preferred meeting lengths.
And the output, that inline widget, is a masterclass in user interface design. It's not overwhelming, it doesn't present a chaotic grid. Instead, it offers a curated selection of the best options. This curation is key, implying the AI has made a judgment call about which times are most likely to be acceptable.
This saves the recipient the cognitive effort of sifting through their own calendar. They see a few clear choices, and the decision-making process is simplified to a single click. Let's consider a real-world scenario. You're a project manager needing to sync with a stakeholder about a project delay.
You send an email, "Hi David, I wanted to give you a quick update on Project Phoenix. There's a slight hiccup with the supplier delivery, and I'd like to walk you through the revised timeline. Can we connect for about 20 minutes sometime tomorrow afternoon?" Normally, this triggers a long back and forth.
But with Help Me Schedule, as soon as you send that email, the button might appear. You click it. Gemini analyzes the context: Project Phoenix, slight hiccup, revised timeline, 20 minutes, tomorrow afternoon. It checks your calendar for tomorrow afternoon, finds a 20-minute slot, and checks David's calendar.
If it finds a mutual 20-minute slot tomorrow afternoon, say at 2:30 p.m., that option appears in the widget. David receives the email, sees the embedded widget, clicks it if it works, and boom, meeting scheduled. No further emails exchanged. That entire process, potentially spanning hours, is condensed into a single interaction.
It's elegant, it's efficient, and it's a testament to how AI can solve genuinely frustrating problems. However, we must address the elephant in the room for many of us: group scheduling. This is where the current limitation truly bites.
Trying to schedule a meeting for a small team is already a challenge. Trying to schedule for a large department or a cross-functional initiative involving people from different companies can feel like herding cats. Each person has their own set of commitments, preferences, and interpretation of available.
Think about a product launch team, marketing, engineering, sales, legal, customer support all needing to align. Each department has its own internal meetings, deadlines, and priorities. Finding a single hour where all 10 key players are free can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. Typically, this involves tools like Calendly or Doodle Polls, which are better than manual emailing but still require active participation.
This is precisely the combinatorial explosion that Gemini, in its current iteration, is sidestepping. The AI can easily compare two calendars. Comparing 10 or more calendars simultaneously, while also factoring in nuances like meeting duration, preferred times of day, and potential buffer periods, is a significantly more complex computational task.
Google's decision to launch with single invitee support is pragmatic. It allows them to perfect the core functionality, gather user feedback, and build a solid foundation before tackling the exponentially harder problem of group scheduling. We can expect future iterations to address this.
Perhaps it will involve AI identifying the most critical attendees and prioritizing their availability, or offering tiered suggestions: here are times that work for everyone, and here are times that work for everyone except John, who is busy. The possibilities for how AI can tackle this are vast.
Another crucial aspect is the quality of the input. AI is only as good as the data it's fed, and in this case, the data is the context of your email. If you're a bit vague, the AI might struggle. Imagine sending an email, "Hey Alex, hope you're well. Let's touch base soon about the new project proposal."
What does soon mean? Today? This week? Next month? Does touch base imply a 15-minute chat or a deep dive into financials? If Gemini has no further context, it might default to suggesting times within your general working hours for the next few days. But what if Alex is on vacation, or you have a critical deadline?
The AI's suggestions, though technically available, might be completely impractical. This highlights the user's responsibility to provide clear, actionable information. The more precise you are in your initial email, the more effective Help Me Schedule will be. It's a partnership between human intent and artificial intelligence.
And this brings us to trust and privacy. As we delegate tasks like scheduling to AI, we're granting these systems access to sensitive parts of our digital lives, our calendars, communication patterns, availability. Google emphasizes its commitment to privacy and data security with robust encryption and access controls.
However, the nature of these AI tools requires them to process and analyze this data to function effectively. For users, this means understanding privacy policies, being aware of permissions, and feeling confident in security measures. It's a trade-off: convenience for data usage.
The key is transparency and user control. As these tools become more integrated, the ability for users to understand why a suggestion was made, and to easily override or modify it, becomes paramount. It's about building trust through demonstrable reliability and clear communication about data usage.
What happens if the AI gets it wrong? What if it suggests times that are truly unworkable, like during a critical client presentation? In such scenarios, the system will need a fallback mechanism. This could involve the recipient easily rejecting all suggestions and proposing their own times, or prompting the sender to refine their request.
This fallback is crucial for maintaining user agency and ensuring the AI remains a helpful tool, not a rigid dictator of our schedules. It's about ensuring the human element remains firmly in control, with the AI acting as an intelligent facilitator. Now, let's pivot to the future.
This is just the beginning, and the potential for Help Me Schedule and similar AI-powered scheduling tools is truly immense. Imagine a future where this feature is not just reactive but proactive. Instead of you initiating the scheduling, the AI might detect from your email thread that a meeting is the logical next step and proactively suggest it.
For instance, if you and a colleague are discussing a complex problem, and the conversation reaches a point where a live discussion would be more efficient, your AI assistant might pop up and say, "It looks like a synchronous discussion would be beneficial here. Would you like me to find a time for you both to connect?"
We can also envision deeper integrations. What if Help Me Schedule could access not just your Google Calendar, but also your Outlook calendar, or even your team's shared project management timelines? This would expand its utility exponentially, making it a truly universal scheduling assistant.
And consider the AI's ability to learn your preferences over time. It could learn that you prefer morning meetings, or that you always need a 15-minute buffer between calls, or that you tend to schedule longer meetings on Tuesdays. This personalized learning would make the suggestions even more accurate and relevant.
Furthermore, the contextual understanding could evolve beyond just time and date. Imagine the AI inferring the optimal meeting duration based on the topic. If you're discussing a quick update, it suggests 15 minutes. If you're planning a strategic roadmap, it might suggest 45 or 60 minutes.
It could even infer the best communication channel, perhaps suggesting a Google Meet call for a technical discussion, or a quick chat via Google Chat for a simple query. The AI could become so attuned to your work patterns that it anticipates your needs before you even articulate them.
And this is a great moment to pause and engage with our audience. We've talked about the technology, the potential, and the limitations. But what about your experience? What are your biggest scheduling frustrations? Is it the group meetings? The constant back and forth? The feeling of always being interrupted? Please share your thoughts in the comments or reach out on social media.
Thinking about these future possibilities and your own experiences, what does this development signify for our work lives on a broader scale? As I mentioned earlier, this isn't just a new feature, it's a paradigm shift. We are moving from a world where AI is a tool we use to a world where AI is a partner we collaborate with.
The distinction is subtle but profound. A tool is something you pick up and put down. A partner is something that works alongside you, anticipating needs, offering suggestions, and actively contributing to the outcome. This evolution means that the very concept of our digital workspace is changing.
Email, once primarily a communication channel, is becoming a command center for action. It's a place where you don't just send messages, you initiate tasks, you make decisions, and you drive processes forward, all with intelligent assistance. The boundaries between communication, task management, and workflow automation are dissolving.
And AI, powered by models like Gemini, is the glue that's holding it all together, creating a more integrated and seamless experience. The impact on our cognitive load cannot be overstated. Every time we engage in a tedious, repetitive task, like trying to find a meeting slot, we are expending valuable mental energy.
This is energy that could be directed towards innovation, critical thinking, or building relationships. By automating these low-value, high-friction activities, AI frees up our cognitive resources. It allows us to operate at a higher level, focusing on the aspects of our work that truly require human ingenuity and strategic insight.
It's about elevating our roles, not replacing them. It's about augmenting our capabilities, allowing us to achieve more with less effort. For Google Workspace, this is a clear signal of their strategic direction. They are not just building individual productivity apps, they are building an intelligent ecosystem.
We can expect to see similar AI-driven enhancements across the entire suite. Imagine Google Chat becoming more adept at suggesting follow-up actions based on conversations, or Google Docs proactively identifying points where a collaborative annotation session or a quick video call would be beneficial.
The goal is to create a unified environment where AI seamlessly supports every aspect of our professional lives, from initial communication to final task completion. Ultimately, the most compelling promise of innovations like Help Me Schedule is the reclamation of our most finite resource, time.
In a world that constantly demands more from us, the ability to automate the mundane, to smooth out the rough edges of our daily routines, is invaluable. These AI assistants are not just about making work easier, they are about making it more human. By taking on the administrative burdens, they allow us to focus on the parts of our jobs that are most rewarding, most creative, and most impactful.
The era of AI as a passive observer or a simple task doer is rapidly giving way to an era of AI as an active, intelligent collaborator. It's a future where our digital tools don't just respond to our commands but anticipate our needs, streamline our processes, and help us navigate the complexities of modern work with unprecedented efficiency.
And with features like Gemini's Help Me Schedule, that future is no longer a distant dream, but a present-day reality that's making our work lives demonstrably better, one less scheduling email at a time. It's about fundamentally changing our relationship with the administrative overhead that has plagued professional life for decades.
Think about it from an organizational perspective. If every team member saves even just 30 minutes a week on scheduling, that's a significant chunk of collective working hours that gets redirected towards actual value-generating activities. Multiply that by hundreds or thousands of employees, and the productivity gains become astronomical.
It's the kind of efficiency that doesn't just boost individual output, it can genuinely impact a company's bottom line. This isn't a futuristic utopia we're describing, it's the tangible outcome of intelligent automation. And it's not just about saving time, it's also about reducing stress.
How many times have you felt that low-grade anxiety when you know you need to set up a meeting, but you dread the inevitable email ping-pong? That feeling of "I'll deal with this later," which then gets pushed further down the to-do list, only to become a bigger headache? By removing that friction, by making it as simple as typing an email and clicking a button, Google's Gemini is chipping away at those daily stressors.
It's about making our work lives feel less like a constant battle against our own calendars and more like a series of seamless, productive interactions. Now, let's consider the summary of this incredible feature. First, let's look at the key factors involved.
Okay, so under key factors, we have AI integration in Gmail. The strength here is the seamless integration directly within the email composer, leveraging Gemini AI for intelligent scheduling. The Help Me Scheduled button appears contextually, reducing friction. However, a challenge is that effectiveness relies heavily on clear email context. Ambiguous requests may lead to irrelevant suggestions.
And the initial focus on single invitee scheduling limits immediate utility for group coordination. Next, user experience. The strength is a streamlined process for both sender and recipient. The recipient sees a clear, interactive widget with curated time options, requiring a single click to confirm, and it automates calendar entry.
The challenges here include the potential for AI to suggest inconvenient times if input is vague. Users must trust AI with calendar data, raising privacy considerations. Fallback mechanisms are needed if AI suggestions are unworkable. Then there's the productivity impact.
The strength is a significant reduction in time spent on scheduling, freeing up cognitive load for higher-value tasks. It automates administrative overhead, boosting individual and organizational efficiency. The challenge, of course, is the initial limitation to single invitee scheduling, meaning group coordination challenges persist. Broad adoption also depends on user comfort with AI analyzing personal data.
Moving on to technological advancement. This represents a shift from AI as a tool to AI as a proactive partner. Email transforms into a dynamic task management hub, and the contextual understanding by Gemini is key. The challenge is that the complex combinatorial problem of multi-person scheduling remains a significant hurdle for future development.
And ensuring robust privacy measures and transparency is crucial for user adoption. Finally, future potential. The strength lies in envision enhancements like intelligent group scheduling, deeper integration with other calendar services, personalized preference learning, and AI inferring meeting duration and channel.
The challenges here require sophisticated algorithms to handle complex group dynamics and multivariable optimization. User education on providing clear input will be important for maximizing effectiveness. Now, let's break down the strengths and insights.
Under strengths and insights for AI integration in Gmail, we see the power of Gemini's NLP for understanding intent, not just keywords. This contextual awareness is crucial for accurate suggestions, making the email composer a dynamic task hub, not just a communication tool.
For user experience, the strength is the elegance of a single-click confirmation and automated scheduling. It significantly reduces friction and cognitive load for both sender and receiver, transforming a tedious process into a seamless interaction.
The productivity impact is immense. Automating scheduling frees up valuable cognitive resources for strategic thinking and creative problem-solving, leading to potentially astronomical gains in individual and organizational efficiency. It's about reclaiming time.
Technological advancement highlights the paradigm shift from AI as a tool to AI as a proactive partner. This evolution blurs the lines between communication, collaboration, and task management, creating a more integrated digital workspace.
And the future potential is vast. We're looking at proactive AI assistance, universal calendar integration, personalized preference learning, and AI inferring meeting details like duration and channel. It's about making work smarter and more human.
Finally, let's touch on the challenges and opportunities. For AI integration, the challenge of ambiguous input and the complexity of group scheduling are significant hurdles. The opportunity lies in refining NLP and developing advanced algorithms to overcome these.
For user experience, the challenge is building trust around AI analyzing personal data. The opportunity is to ensure transparency, user control, and robust fallback mechanisms, making the AI a reliable assistant.
The productivity impact faces the challenge of initial single invitee limitations. The opportunity is to unlock massive efficiency gains once group scheduling is mastered, impacting company bottom lines. Technological advancement has the challenge of complex computational tasks for multi-person scheduling.
The opportunity here is in developing sophisticated algorithms that can handle multivariable optimization. For future potential, the challenge is user education on providing clear input. The opportunity is in creating AI that can truly anticipate needs and optimize every aspect of our work lives.
And that wraps up our deep dive into Gmail's Gemini AI for meeting scheduling. It's a fascinating glimpse into the future of productivity.
Absolutely. It's clear that AI is moving beyond being just a tool to becoming a true partner in our professional lives, helping us reclaim our most valuable asset, time. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Tech Talk.
Indeed. We'll catch you next time with more insights into the world of technology. Goodbye for now.